Today, I want to talk about taking a bribe. You may be guilty of this without even really knowing that. I hope you are ready for our jam-packed show today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. And we're going to get into why it's so important for us to be successful in every area of life. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, tagging somebody on our social media sites. If you have not already followed, joined, liked, all of those good things on the different platforms, go follow us, How to Build a Tent. You can find the links in the show notes. You can also email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. If you would like a shout out for a business that you're starting, a side hustle, or something that you're doing that maybe isn't necessarily a business, like what we have today, please reach out to me. I want to help support you guys. I want to help give you guys all that I can do to help you be successful, not just talk to you, not just to get you to listen to this podcast, but I really want to help you guys. And we have today Daniel from Leavenworth, Kansas. And I love this one because it's not a business, and I want this show to be more than just about business. It's how we can be successful in all the areas of our life. Like I said, he has a vision to reform Leavenworth, Kansas, and he has a social media site set up, Reforming Leavenworth on Facebook, Reforming LVKS on Twitter, Instagram, and Minds. He has a weekly dinner. It's a Bible study on Sundays. Even if you're not in the area, just give him some love on the social media sites, Reforming LVKS or Reforming Leavenworth on Facebook. Give him some support if you are in that area. Well, reach out to him, get together. Even if you don't want to do a Bible study, but just go for the dinner and just strike up a relationship with another brother in the Lord who has a vision to reform Leavenworth, Kansas. They also have a co-op, and they want to start in the future CREC Church. So give Daniel some love. Go follow the Reforming Leavenworth sites on social media, and if you're in the area, check them out. And again, if you guys want a shout out like that, please reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to do that. We got one more in the pipe that we're going to come out tomorrow, and I'm going through a whole bunch of other emails too to see what is in there as well. So I'm really excited to do this because I really want to make you guys successful. I'm not just saying that. The second thing I just came across right before I was recording, I saw this from John Speed's Facebook page. He shared this. This is the thing that just infuriates me as a parent, and I am so thankful that I am taking full advantage of my Second Amendment rights. You hear about these stories of, like, in the UK where hospitals make these life-ending decisions for these parents' kids, and they just have to watch as their kids die because the hospitals refuse to help them, refuse to let them go somewhere else to get care. And this story came from Texas. Like the Lone Star State, the independent state, the, like, super conservative state. Child Protective Services took a child, 4 years old, from a child named Drake. And I went over to his website, bringdrakehome.com. I would encourage you to do the same. They have a video for you to listen to that goes over the story. And man, it just pulled my heartstrings. This guy, Drake, apparently has some medical issues, and Child Protective Services decided to take him away. And their parents are under gag order. They're not allowed to mention the story. They're not allowed to share the story. So they have a friend that is going out and telling the story. And it's a great website. It takes 5 minutes. Just go through it. Do me a favor and go through it. Look at the story. Read the story. And if it tugs on your heartstrings like it does mine, fill out the petition, sign in the petition, give your email. You can send a letter to the politicians that are in Texas, the Republican politicians. Even if you're in another state like me in Florida, I did it anyways, and I also donated. And I bring this up because this is one of the reasons why it is so important for us to be successful, is we need to be able to help come alongside people that are in fights for their kids' lives, for their own lives, for what is right. We need to be fighting for justice. And the more money we have, the more success we have, the more influence we are going to be able to provide, the more we are going to be able to stand up against injustice like this, go over to bringdrakehome.com, check it out, and at the very least, just go and sign the petition. Just go listen to the show. I mean, not the show, to the story about what happened. And if you do feel led to just give like $20 or something like that, hey, that's more than what it would be if you didn't give. $20 from a bunch of people makes a big difference. All right. So I just had to share that because those things drug. I can't even talk right now because I'm so like distraught about it. They tug at my heartstrings. And let me tell you, the state's not taking my kids while I'm alive. If ever Child Protective Services or any other state agency decided they wanted to take my kids for no reason, then they're going to have to kill me first. I'm not doing it. I'm not going through that. I'm not going to give my children to the state and have to fight in a court battle to get them back. It's just not happening. Just like money. You want to control the money. When you have the money in your business, you have the power. And it's a lot harder for you to get money from somebody than for you to give money to somebody else. So you always want to be in control of the power. And for example, with our kids, it's a lot easier to keep your kids than for you to get them back from the state. Incredible. All right, so I want to talk about this. And this is a really interesting angle that Doug Wilson was talking about. And it just like blew my mind. It's one of those, like, you think about the memes where your brain just explodes. And he was talking about a bribe that I honestly have probably been guilty of taking myself. And I've never thought of it as a bribe until Doug Wilson blew my mind. And he was talking about sometimes we will take the bribe. That is, we would stay safe. We would keep our job. We would not miss out on that promotion by not preaching the gospel, by not sharing Christ. That we don't want to risk our safety. We don't want to risk our income. We don't want to risk that promotion by preaching the gospel, by being faithful, by doing what is right. And he was saying, and that's a bribe. It's a bribe because you are taking the money, you are taking the comfort, you are taking the luxuries of this life in exchange for not doing what is right. I don't know Greek or Hebrew. I use the Blue Letter Bible. And they say the bribe is like shakak. That's how you say it. S-H-A-C-H-A-D. And then you Greek theologians out there are probably like, oh my gosh, this guy's an idiot. But that's what, and it means to corrupt a judge or to corrupt, to use money to corrupt, to do something that is not right. And how many times do we do that ourselves? We don't want to risk what we are already receiving in the form of a paycheck, in a form of promotion, in form of a bonus, and we won't do what is right. We will corrupt what we ought to do. We will corrupt, we will take a bribe in order to stay or to continue to get the money that we are accustomed to. And I wanted to take one more application from this as well, and it's not a religious application so much, but also from a business perspective, is how much have you been taking a bribe not to do what you feel you're called to? You may be thinking, man, I want to start a business, but I'm so comfortable. I'm safe. I have a steady income. I can't give this up. I really want to start this company. I really want to do this project. I really want to make that career change. I want to have more kids. I want to start investing. I want to start tithing. I want to start supporting ministries that I believe in. But I'm really comfortable with my lifestyle. Well, you're taking a bribe. You're not doing what God is asking you to do, what he has created you to do, what God has called you to do. And if you feel that you are called to something, that you are being told to give some money to your time, change careers, and you're not doing it because you're not trusting in the Lord to provide, and you're comfortable with the money you are receiving, with the status that you currently have, then you're taking a form of a bribe. So what's the solution? How do I repent of taking the bribes? Well, you stop taking the bribe and you go for it. And you have faith that God is in control. So you need to find time to seek God and make sure he is calling you to indeed what you think it is. And then you just need to go for it and trust that God is able, that God is your provision. Even if it is not a religious activity, it's maybe starting a business that isn't quote unquote spiritual. Although we know it is. There is nothing that is not spiritual. There is nothing that is not under God's authority. But even something as, like, I'm not talking about tithing. I'm not talking about doing things with the church, but even things just like earning a living, investing. If you're being held back, you're just taking a bribe and missing out on the fullness of life that God wants to give you. Like, we were created to take risks, to be dependent on God to provide, to go outside our comfort zones. And you are being bought off by your own insecurity. You're being bought off by your own comfort. Is that the kind of life that you want to live? I'd love to hear from you. If you want to give me any comments or feedback on this, please email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Now let's go out and be successful together. God bless.